Blog Talk Radio.
Is up and it is good. Welcome to the Extra Points Radio Show. I am your host, the coach, Keith Howard, and it is Super Bowl weekend. It is Super Bowl Eve. Does it get any better than that? Well, yeah, because I think the national championship is a much better game. But anyway, it is the Super Bowl, and that means the Extra Points Radio Show's second Super Bowl edition show, and we've got a great one for you today. Wow, I'm telling you, it's nothing like the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. So much hype. What's Gaga going to say? What's she going to wear? It's 13 minutes, people. 13 minutes, most of us are running to the bathroom anyway, or going to get that extra bucket of wings or six-pack of beer or whatever your Super Bowl fancy is. I think I'm going to do pizza this year. I think I'm going to be a pizza guy this year. I'm telling you, it's big. I mean, it's Brady, it's Ryan, it's Belichick, it's Quinn, it's Blank, it's what's the guy's name at New England? Kraft, yes, Robert Kraft, the owner of New England Patriots. So, I mean, it's big. It's huge. It's the Super Bowl, and it's the 51st edition. So, you know, we'll be talking about that today as we go throughout the show. We also, though, we got to give our basketball time. So we will. And part of our chock full of basketball today is a great guest and friend, Tony Skin. And you're probably sitting back and going, I've heard that name before. Tony Skin. First of all, Tony and I have something in common. I always thought I could single-handedly bring the bush back to our country, right? You remember the bush where you picked your hair out and everything? Well, Tony Skin played for George Mason, and he had a bush, and he rocked it. He rocked that thing. He doesn't have it anymore, but he rocked that thing for a minute. And so Tony took George Mason. Little George Mason, you know, the commuter school over in Nova, over in Northern Virginia, with a guy named Jim Larranaga was their head coach. Now he's at Miami doing great things. Tony Skin took them to the Final Four. I remember going to their bookstore the Saturday after the Final Four, because the Monday after the Final Four. They played UConn on that Saturday. And I run over to George Mason to get a t-shirt. They didn't have any. So I just waited. I camped out like the students, and I still got that t-shirt of George Mason in the Final Four. So we're going to have Tony Skin on. We're going to have, we got tons of callers from New England area and the ATL wanting to get in here. So I promised I would take some calls today. So we'll do that probably mid-show. We'll take some calls just to talk about the Super Bowl. And after we talk to Tony Skin, we'll bring in Super Referee Craig Muckle to give us our NBA wrap-up, or a college basketball wrap-up. So, hey, we got a lot going on. It's going to be a fast and furious show, fast and furious. I can't wait to hear from these New England and Atlanta fans. I've had people calling me all week, you know, just talking about, you know, hey, my team's going to win. The ATL is really, really the underdog, and I think their fans know it. But, hey, on any given Sunday, right, on any given Sunday, I'll be giving my prediction towards the end of the show. Matter of fact, I'm going to wait till the end of the show, and I'll give my prediction. So, as always, we got to give our pay attention topic. Then, you know, we got a whole bunch. We got a whole bunch this week. First of all, last night was a big game in the NBA. You had the Boston Celtics, not my favorite team at all. I hope the Wizards get to them. Playing the Lakers, Los Angeles Lakers, who are my favorite team. And ironically enough, interesting stat, both teams were tied for all-time wins in the NBA. I think it was like 2,252. So last night was going to actually break the tie. And one team, whoever won the game, would be, you know, deemed the winningest basketball team in the NBA, and it was the Boston Celtics. So, you know, we could use that as a pay attention topic, but nah. There was some more history made over at Stanford University last night. Coach Tara Vanderveer won her 1,000th game. There are only three people that have done that. Coach K at Duke, Pat Head Summit at Tennessee, and now Coach Tara Vanderveer at Stanford. I think she's got Stanford's women's basketball team positioned to make a run at UConn for the national championship. We'll see what happens. But guess what? Nah, that won't be the PAT either. How about our Wizards? Wizards, 16 straight home games? 16 straight. I'm going to have to go out. I mean, I could walk to Verizon Center from where I live. So I need to go out there. The question is, are they for real? You know, that's the question. I don't know if the Wizards are for real yet. I don't know. They had a great win against the Knicks during the week this week. I see some New York folks out there listening. Shout out to NYC. By the way, you guys, you need to get rid of Carmelo Anthony. You need to get rid of Carmelo Anthony. He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to play for you guys. He needs to go to Cleveland, play with LeBron, and win a championship. Because you guys really don't have a supporting cast around him. He's older now. Hey, Knicks fans, trade Carmelo, please. But you know what? We're not going to talk about the Wizards or the Knicks as our pay attention topic either. How can we? How can we? You know what the pay attention topic is for this week. What else? It's the Super Bowl, of course. Absolutely. I'm a football coach. I ain't talking about nothing else but the Super Bowl for the pay attention topic. So let's dive right into it now, because you'll probably know what my prediction is based on what I'm about to say. But let's just dive into it. So let's look at Atlanta's offense versus New England's defense. Now, Atlanta can score at will on this defense. Matt Ryan's a top five passer in yards during the season. Matter of fact, he was third in passing during the season, during the regular season. So he'll be able to throw the ball all over the field against this New England defense. But now, if you look at the stats, New England's defense, it's actually kind of misleading. They don't give up points. They really don't give up points. What they give up are yards through the air. So they were ranked 23rd against the pass this year and a 16th ranked defense overall. So I got to believe my favorite coach, or one of my favorite coaches, Lil' Shanny, I call it. Lil' Shanny, Kyle Shanahan. I think Kyle's going to carve this defense up. They will easily. Atlanta will score 30 points. They will score 30, maybe 40. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, New England defense, it's really not all that. Now, here's the issue, though. You got Bill Belichick on the other side. So Belichick, notoriously, his whole defensive scheme, remember, he's a defensive coordinator. Remember, he won a Super Bowl with the Giants as a defensive coordinator. Again, shout out to the NYC, right? Y'all are repping. So here's the thing. Belichick, he is going to take away the most threatening offensive player. That's what he does, right? That's what he does. That's all his coaching disciples do, okay? So now here's the thing. Who is that on Atlanta's team? Who are you going to take away? Now, you could argue Julio Jones, right? 6'5", 230 pounds, running a 4.4, doesn't really drop passes, especially deep balls. It could be him. But if you double him, then, you know, you could go to the other receivers. You could go if they got a two-headed tandem at running back. You could do that. But really, I think the guy to stop and what stirs the drink for the Atlanta Falcon offense and for Lil Shanny is Matty Ice, Matt Ryan. I think you got to take Matt Ryan away. And, you know, there's a couple ways to do it. My way to do it, I think Coach Belichick's way to do it, and most 3-4 defenses, their way to do it, is to send some really, really exotic blitzes at the Atlanta Falcon offensive line. Now, if you send these blitzes and you start hitting Matty Ice, you know, Ice is going to start to melt. You know what I'm saying? Ice is going to start to melt, and he's going to start throwing the ball to people he shouldn't be throwing it to, like New England. And then you're going to put Brady back on the field. And when you put Brady back on the field, well, I think we know what's going to happen, right? So here's the thing now. If you throw the ball to New England and you put Tom Brady back on the field, first of all, let's talk Tom Brady. Already a Hall of Famer, right? I mean, already a Hall of Famer. Probably will go down as the greatest quarterback of all time. Arguably the greatest football player of all time. Does he have a little chip on his shoulder? Well, we know about getting, you know, picked in the sixth round and, you know, his humiliating 40 time that he ran at the combine, you know, and his picture at the combine with no muscle definition. We got all that. But what about what just happened where he was suspended for four games? He was suspended for four games by the guy, Commissioner Goodell, who would hand him the Super Bowl trophy. If that doesn't get you motivated to win one football game, nothing will. So I think it's going to be tough to slow Mr. Brady down. Now, here's a way you can do it. The Falcons tend to live by the blitz, die by the blitz. Well, if you're going to blitz Tom Brady, you will die by it. So I don't know if they've got the corners that can stay with New England, but I think they're better off not blitzing the dude. Don't blitz him. Now, here's the other thing Atlanta's got to do. New England wins a lot of games because LeGarrette Blount and Deion Lewis, shout out to Pitt, hail to Pitt, Deion Lewis, one of our favorite brothers. He's a running back for us. When those two-headed monsters start running the ball on first and second down, and they're getting 2, 3, 4 yards a pop, it's really tough to slow Brady down on second and shorts, third and shorts, right? Because he's going to throw the ball to Hogan and Amendola and Edelman and all that. And you just can't stop that, right? So it would behoove Atlanta's defense to really, really clamp down. You're not going to stop Brady. So let him go ahead and get hit. Let him get his, go throw for 300 yards. Let him do it. But don't let Deion Lewis and LeGarrette Blount beat you. Those are what we call in football, coach, hidden yards. So at the end of the game, you're wondering why you lost. Well, you lost because you gave up 100 yards and Brady threw for 300. So now you really ended up giving up 400 yards of offense. You're not going to win a football game like that, especially Super Bowl. So, you know, here's the other thing now. If the game is close at the end, I mean, if there's any time on the clock, a second on the clock, or if there's no time on the clock, but they say Brady's got one more play, let's say that. Brady and or Steven Gaskowski, the kicker for New England, will win that game. So Atlanta's got to make sure somewhere around the mid-fourth quarter, they got to make sure that the game is not close. So that is our extra our pay attention topic for today, Super Bowl edition. We're going to take a quick break and hit some Chuck Brown music. But before we do that, I am so excited, and I just want to say it again. Do you know where you were when Tony Skin of Little George Mason nailed a three against Wichita State, rocked his bush just like I was rocking one? Do you know where you were? I know where I was. So, hey, we're gonna relive that thing. I'm looking forward to that. Let's listen to some Chuck music. And we'll be right back on the Extra Points Radio Show, Super Bowl edition. Extra Points Radio Show. Money. Think about the money that George Mason Bookstore made when our guest hit a shocking, that's right, shocking game-winning three against the Wichita State Shockers. I got to bring in friend of the show, friend of mine, coach now, Coach Tony Skin. Tony, are you there? Looks like we're having trouble with Tony. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
There he is. Tony Skin, Coach Tony Skin. Man, how in the world are you today?
Man, I'm doing well. I can't complain, man. I appreciate you having me on the show.
I tell you what, it is great to hear your voice. I remember you probably heard me when I was setting this interview up, and I was talking about, you know, I thought I could single-handedly bring the Afro, bring the Bush back to the United States of America. I failed in my effort, but I can tell you what, I think you brought it back. I love that little Bush you had, and I wish you had still had it, because when you hit that three, man, that Bush just was like, when you ran back down court, I know people are sitting in the audience, and they remember exactly where they were. Man, what in the world are you doing now? You're coaching now.
Yes, sir. I'm going into this is my second year as an assistant coach down here at Louisiana Tech, and you know it's just been a huge blessing being able to go from pro basketball player right into coaching and transitioning into honestly what the second best thing you could do outside of playing, and I'm enjoying it.
Now, Coach, tell us all about. You one day you're at, tiny commuter school, Mason, you made a shot, and then y'all are on the road and this and that, and I'll get to that in a second. But since then, since Mason, what have you been doing? It sounds like, I've read your bio. Man, you've been all over the world. Tell our listening audience, the day you left Mason, what in the world happened then?
Man, it was, obviously the Final Four was a stepping stone for everybody, including myself. Just, been fortunate and blessed enough to have the opportunity to play, at a high level in Europe. And my first stop was in France, and I ended up spending the next 3 years there between two teams. And in 2009, I believe, I went to Italy right after that, did a year there, then a year in Germany, and then my final year in 2012 was in Israel, and had an opportunity to also play in the Olympics, which is when I actually had a career-ending injury that kind of derailed me. But spent a good 7 years playing there, man. Enjoyed every bit of it.
I remember you had kind of an Iverson-like game, and I mean that. I mean, you ran a point, but you could shoot like a shooting guard. But when I say an Iverson-like game, I mean, You were the biggest guy in the weight room, I think is a safe way to say that. But you threw your body all over the place, taking charges, this and that. I mean, am I right? Is that how you coach now? Do you coach your guys to, run through picks like you did?
Man, I try to, man. I try to. I wish I could shove myself in, but unfortunately, man, that's the great part of coaching, man. You can only try to motivate those guys into just being fearless competitors. I know I sure was, and, that's just a part of learning, transitioning and becoming a good coach, man. You got to try to find the best ways possible to get your guys to respond in whatever is good for them. Everybody's going to be obviously different, but I try to coach the same way I played as much as possible.
Now, you've got you're down at La Tech. And, how's that season looking? You're kind of February now, early February. Teams are starting to position. Obviously, everybody wants to get to the big dance. But before that, you got to get conference play. So you're in the Conference USA. Tell us how the season is going so far.
Well, so far, obviously, I'd love to be, 23-0 because that would make it a lot easier for Selection Sunday. But, obviously you can't win every one of them, but we're doing well, man. We're in a good place right now. We're in second place, behind Middle Tennessee. We got a huge game tonight, And, I mean, you know, it's February separation season. Teams really, you know, you want to play your best basketball in February leading up to the conference tournament. And right now I think we got a chance to do something special here with our guys and the unique group that we have. And, you know, again, we have this game tonight, and it's really just an important game that we take care of business at home and go on the road next week with you know, with house money and try to, you know, take care of business there. So we're in good shape right now.
Now, does the winner of Conference USA automatically get in to the big dance? Is that how that works?
Nah, you know, the last couple of years, it's been a one-bid league, man, which is, you know, when I think about Conference USA, I mean, the history behind it, you know, the Cincinnati, the Memphis, who else was in the Conference USA back in the day? UNC Charlotte. Those were big-time schools back in the day. When I say back in the day, I mean even when I was playing 10 years ago. It was a multiple bid league, and just over the last couple of years, it's been a one bid league, which is, you know, it's ironic because La Tech has won it the last three out of the last 5 years, and haven't been able to get to the tournament. So if you win the regular season, you get an automatic bid to the NIT, but you got to win your conference tournament to get to the tournament. And this year, you know, right now Middle Tennessee is picked to win it, but you know, I think it's a strong league, and winning it does not get you into the tournament. Again, La Tech's done it; they've been unable to win in the conference tournament. So, really, just comes down to those couple of days in March.
So if you got to win this game tonight. First of all, got to win that. I know you will. You'll win that game, but then you got to win that conference tournament, and that does get you in, though, right?
Yeah, you win the conference tournament, you go to NCAA. That's automatically. And you know, with Middle Tennessee's doing an unbelievable job right now. And honestly, if they were to not win the conference tournament, I could see them kind of doing what we did and getting an automatic bid, an at-large bid, because they've been pretty flawless this year, man. I mean, they're at 20 wins already. I think they're 20-3. I want to say, and they beat some strong teams in the non-conference schedule, some high major teams. So they have a chance to, honestly, if somebody else got lucky and played well in March and got the automatic bid, they got a chance to get the at-large bid. And that would be just great for the conference, get two teams in.
You're listening to Coach Tony Skin, former George Mason three-point dagger expert. Now, Coach Skin, you're not the only big game in town this weekend. There's another big game, and I've got some Atlanta fans on the phone. I've got some New England fans on the phone. Of course, G-Man fan always calls in here. I'm not sure why, right? They'll never get it. But you got to tell us now. I'm gonna throw a New England fan on the phone here in a second. But you got to tell us, who's your pick for the Super Bowl? I know you're a basketball head. But,
you put me on the spot. It's tough for me, man, because during the season I'm so locked into basketball, man. I seldomly watch football. But again, I'm 5'11", man, and I put myself in the underdog category. So
if you brought your bush back, you'd be 6 feet. And I'm with you on bringing the bush back. Let's do this, Coach. If you got a few minutes, let me get some of these callers in so they can sway your decision. You got a few minutes just so we can do that?
Yeah, yeah. I got
some Atlanta and I got some New England. So just with me, listen along and see what they say. Let's bring in a New England. Let's bring in a New England guy here. I believe this is New England. Is this a New England caller? Are you there?
Local.
Sounds like New England caller doesn't. Oh, there we go. There we go. There's New England caller. So, caller, what's your name?
Yo, oh, this is Mignard. Mignard, I'm a big.
I know that accent anywhere. I know that accent anywhere. I knew it. Go ahead, Mignard. I got Coach Tony Skin, as he's our guest today. He's a basketball guy. He's not sure who to pick. So go ahead. I know who you're going to pick. Go ahead and let it out.
I think it's pretty simple. You know, you got the experience. You got one if not the greatest quarterback of all time playing on Sunday. You got a mastermind in Coach Bill Belichick who's going to be coaching against a team that's never been there really before. You got a quarterback who's there for his first time They don't have the defense, and it's, and I understand you want to root for the underdog, but in reality, and I feel a little bit too confident, but we know who's going to take the ring. The Patriots, they got the offense. They got the defense. You see what they did to Pittsburgh last week. They've been there before. They're going
to
take it home.
Give me a score, Mignard. Give me a score to help Coach Skin out. Give me a score.
A score. I got 37-28.
Oh, wow. So that's a little bit close there. A little bit close.
That's a close game right there. I'll take that.
And that's a late Falcons touchdown to make it close.
Now, just to prove you are a real Chatterhead, you went to school in New England. Is that correct?
I'm from Boston. I was born in D.C., but I've been in Boston since I was 5 years old. I'm raised in Boston, so that's home. I'll root for Boston teams all day. So
I got you. All right, Mignard. Thanks for calling in, man. Let's go to Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Atlanta looks like, let's see, who we got in Atlanta? Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
We can hear you loud and clear.
This is Robert from Atlanta.
And I think I know that accent anywhere. Is that my man Rob in Atlanta?
This is Rob in Atlanta. I'm actually a Pittsburgh fan, but since I've been living in Atlanta for about 20-some years, of course, I'm a root for the Falcons. My whole perspective on the game is I really do believe that the Falcons have what it takes to win this year. Nothing against New England. I know they just beat the Steelers. Pretty much the Steelers were just out-coached that game. And I think this year with Atlanta and everything that they have, you know, as far as the offensive firepower, Shanahan's done a real good job. You pretty much have great coaching in Atlanta, and I think they'll be able to do it. As fate would show, you know, the Georgia Dome just shut down. We're moving into the Mercedes-Benz Stadium next year. And I think this is a good, you know, closeout and reopening for Atlanta. Michael Vick just retired. So I think with all those things, it's just going to be fate. And I think the score is probably going to be maybe 45-24 Atlanta. And this is just going to shut down and show, you know, similar to where New York Giants beat up on your boy Brady. Similar, because if they hit him and come after him, he's going to lose. They're going to lose this game.
You know what? I tell you, Coach Skin, you got to listen to that score Rob just gave. And I know Rob has been following football since the day he's born. He is a Steeler guy, so I know he knows what he's talking about. But I tell you what, I like that score. I like that score, 45. Would you say, Rob, 45-27?
45-24. I really do believe, 45-24. You know.
So you calling a blowout?
I'm going to call it a blowout. I mean, I look at Atlanta where they have Raheem Morris and Dan Quinn. No, Raheem Morris is the, you know, assistant head coach, and he's a receivers coach now. Went from defensive coordinator, and I think that's why Julio and the receivers have gotten so aggressive, because he's brought a defensive-minded way to the receivers. To look at how aggressive the receivers are. They're playing more like defensive backs as receivers. Julio had 300-some yards when he's constantly beating up the defensive back as a receiver. I mean, look at everything that's went on in Atlanta and how they played lately. And Matt Ryan has just played just superior. You know, the only thing is we're going to all see tomorrow. You know, we're all going to see tomorrow whoever comes through. I think Atlanta is really, it's their time just to win the Super Bowl.
I tell you what, Rob, we appreciate you calling in as well. That was an interesting pick right there. And I know both of those guys have been fans for a long, long time. Coach Skin, let's do one more thing here. Let's go with a neutral site, right? Let's go with a neutral site. Let's go to New York, as much as I don't care to do that because they're all Giant fans. They turn their back on the Jets in Buffalo. But maybe this sways you right here. So let's go to New York. Let's see. I got 3 or 4 people in New York. Let's go. Let's see. We're in the 718. 718, are you there? Is the 718 there? Yeah, typical Giant fans. When the game's on the line, they can't show up. I got another one, though. Don't worry. 347. 347, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there's my man Kingsley. Now, Coach Ken, this guy
yes,
knows
sir.
What he's talking about. He calls in all the time. He knows what he's talking about, so his pick weighs heavy. Okay, Kingsley, who do you got for the Super Bowl?
Falcons.
Falcons. Okay, why is that?
Yeah. I don't like the Patriots.
there we go. Okay, there we go. Typical Giants fan. Give me a score.
24-21.
Ooh, man, so you're going to leave it down to the kickers, huh? You're going to leave it to the kickers.
Yeah, because if you check the Patriots' history, all the game always comes under the wire in the Super Bowl.
I got it. Okay, Kingsley. All right. Hey, Kingsley, shout out to your Knicks. They're terrible.
I mean, season's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Right. Yeah, okay, Kingsley. Keep listening, my man. Love you for it. All right. So, Coach Skin, you got it. I know you're a basketball head, but I gave you, you know, a plethora of information on who can win this thing. So, everybody is waiting on pins and needles now for your pick. I'm going to put you on the spot. Who wins the Super Bowl? We know who's going to win the La Tech Middle Tennessee game. I'll say that. La Tech wins that game by double digits. Who is going to win this Super Bowl?
Man, I just want to see a good game, man. But honestly, I'd love to see Atlanta Falcons pull it off.
That's good stuff.
I want to see a good game. Entertaining game, but, you know, got to go with the underdog. Everybody screaming New England, you know, Tom Brady, you know, Bill Belichick. I got to go with the Falcons.
Well, I tell you what, I got to go with you because – in all my years of watching basketball, I've had some great moments. I remember Freddie Brown threw the ball to James Worthy. I remember George hit the shot and put a dagger in the Hoyas. I remember Nova just couldn't miss any three-pointers, beat George. I remember Michael Graham slam dunking the ball on Houston. I mean, just so many. Derek Wittenberg shooting and Lorenzo Charles dunking. I mean, I remember. But I can tell you what, the run that you led that run, and I know you're a humble guy and you're going to give props to your coach and all your teammates, but that run where you guys beat Wichita, you shocked them, and you beat Carolina, who was a blue blood, still is a blue blood in college basketball, and then you beat Wichita State again, and then you beat – you were way, way the David and Goliath game against UConn in the Final Four. You ran up against Florida, couldn't get that one. But I'm going to tell you what, it's one of the greatest moments, I think. ESPN should do a 30 for 30 on it. It's one of the great sports stories. And you and that bush, man, I'll never forget it. Tony Skins, you are an amazing young man. I'm happy to say I know you. You know you can call on me for anything that you need. Go win that game tonight, man. Win that game and keep prospering
man, I appreciate-
and doing all that you can do.
Man, I appreciate your positivity and everything that you're doing, man, and definitely appreciate you bringing me on the show.
No sweat at all. Tony Skin, assistant basketball coach at Louisiana Tech University. They got a huge game tonight against Middle Tennessee State. We'll pull for him, pray for him. Tony's doing an outstanding job. So proud of him, man. Really, really proud of him. Hey, thanks to the callers, too, for calling in. I know that there's going to be a lot of debate around this game, a lot of debate. I'm going to give my prediction at the end of the show, but I tell you what, I like my guy Rob saying that Atlanta's going to score 45 points. So, hey, New England fan, hey, Minyard, I'm just saying, Lil Shanny, that offense is really – I don't see New England stopping them. I think Atlanta can score as many points as they want. I also think New England can score as many as they want. So that's kind of the tough part in the game. So anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with our college basketball roundup. I could talk football all day long, but as you all know, I got to give basketball some love. So we got to do that. So let's hit some Chuck music here. Rob, this is for you, man. I know you miss go-go music, so this is all for you, Rob, on the Extra Points Radio Show. Chucky B, Chucky B, Chucky B. Hey, welcome back to the Extra Points Radio Show, and just a little segment on some college basketball. I tell you what, March Madness will be here before you know it, and I mean the season's flying by. It is absolutely flying by. And speaking of flying by, soon to join us, former Dayton Flyer and Super Ref, Craig Muffled, talk a little hoops. But until Craig gets on, I'm going to just go through the roundup real quick. So I see Gonzaga, the Zags, are ranked number one in the country. I don't know how that happened. I watched them one time. They don't really play that Princeton style of offense, but they, you know, they got a big man. They kind of play an old school brand, and not a lot of dunks, a lot of three-pointers. It's kind of boring. It's, you know, pass it over here, pass it over there, get close to the basket, lay it up. That's kind of how it is. So, you know, I'm a little surprised they're ranked number one. They don't really play – I mean, let's face it, their toughest game is St. Mary. St. Mary? Like, they don't play anyone in the East or ACC or SEC or Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12. I don't get it, but, you know, that's why I coach football, not basketball. I don't know. But then you got Kansas. Big win this week over Baylor. That game, really, you know, the winner goes to number two, the loser goes to number three. Who cares? No big deal. Believe me, Baylor's got way more issues. Google Art Briles. They got way more issues than losing to Kansas this week. So, you know, it is what it is. Villanova. Now, I noticed Villanova's got they're starting to dip a little bit. They're ranked number one for the longest, right? They go to all this Maui Classic and all these other tournaments, you know, in the beginning of the year, in late October, early November, and they're blowing teams out. And then they get in the league play, and they're winning some games, you know, close games, but they're winning them. And now all of a sudden, though, you know, when we get to the meat of the conference play, they're starting to lose a couple games. And not sure what's going on there, but they've dipped from 1-4. Once you dip out of the top four, you know, now, you know, getting that number one seeding becomes problematic. So don't know on that one. Arizona's fifth. Arizona's looking good. I think you got to watch Arizona. And you can already kind of predict that if Gonzaga goes ahead and wins out, which they will, they'll win out their games. If they go ahead and win out, then, you know, Arizona, Gonzaga, that's going to be a clash out in the West. I got to believe Arizona wins that game. You know, if you've seen Arizona, way more athletic, right? They run up and down the court. They shoot threes. They don't. The bench is deep, probably 8-9 guys deep, 10 guys maybe deep. Gonzaga, not so much. Gonzaga would not have seen this type of pressure defense all year long. So, you know, I just don't think that if Arizona can kind of stay right there at that fourth or fifth seed, I think they overcome Gonzaga. Kentucky, hey, it's their time of year, right? It's their time of year. And it's funny that Kentucky's ranked sixth and Louisville's ranked seventh. So do they collide in the tournament? You know, I mean, that would sell a ton of tickets. It'd be sold out. The scalpers would be very happy. Patino, this is his time of year. Calipari, it's his time of year. So just like in the college football game, these are the teams I would be afraid of right now. A number six Kentucky, a number seven Louisville, they would destroy Gonzaga. I think they could upend Baylor pretty easily as well. So, you know, these are the teams that are really athletic, long-arm guys, and they got guys 6'5", 6'6", playing point guard, right? And they also got guys who probably won't be there next season. They're going to the NBA, so they got to win now. They got to win that national championship now and get it on the resume, get their ring, get their trophy. UCLA dipping a little bit as well. UCLA kind of reminds me of Nova. Really hot start at the beginning of the year, and then kind of dipped a little bit. So not really sure where UCLA will wind up, but, you know, we'll see. Wisconsin, I got to be honest with you, don't know much about them. Do not know much about them. They Big Ten, and I know they're winning the Big Ten right now, but, you know, we'd have to call on the super referee Craig Muffle for that. So Craig just came in. So, Super Ref Craig Muckle, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good morning, Coach. I apologize for being late. I got basketball issues myself today. So, thanks
I
for
get it, man.
Nudging
I get
me
it.
A little bit.
No sweat. And you know what? You you missed Tony Skin, but I'm sure you remember that George Mason run. He was a great guest.
Yeah,
Craig, let me bring
absolutely,
you up to speed. Let me bring you up to speed. We went through the top 8 teams so far, and I kind of, you know, gave a little chatter about them. But we got stuck on number 9, which is Wisconsin. You know, tell me about this Wisconsin team. I mean, Big Ten, I think football. So I don't know what's going on. Why are they in the top 10?
Well, you know, Wisconsin actually has always been good. You know, when Bo Ryan was there, he had them in the top echelon, you know, at least top 25, if not better, on a consistent basis. And then, you know, then he handed the team over to Greg Gard a couple of years ago. So really, Greg has done a really good job of putting his own fingerprints on the team. And I think, you know, they've actually flown under the radar. Obviously, you know, Michigan State, Michigan, although they're probably a little down this year. But, you know, Michigan State typically gets all the play, but Wisconsin has sort of slowly been building momentum. So, you know, and that's what you really want to do. You want to get your team ready for February and March and get playing better. So I think when we get to about a month from now, Wisconsin's going to probably be trying to make sure they're hitting on all cylinders and will be a force to reckon with, as they have been the last few years in the tournament. Because really, I think that's what it's all about for a lot of these teams.
Super referee Craig Muckle joined the Action Points Radio Show. Craig, we, you know, to round out the top 10 with UNC, another blue blood. But here's my point on this whole top 10 thing. There doesn't seem to really be a whole lot of movement, right? I mean, it's just, I mean, are we already in February kind of playing meaningless games, really? I mean, you know, Gonzaga versus Santa Clara. Help me out here. Help me out, because I'm ready to turn the channel, to turn the TV off on college basketball until March. So why would I watch these games in February?
Well, I mean, look, if you are a college basketball junkie like I am, I tend to watch these things if for no other reason, because I just want to see, you know, maybe good basketball. I want to, you know, maybe get a read on what some of the better teams who are probably tournament bound, what they're going to look like. Sometimes I look at it, frankly, just for the officiating, because I am an official and I want to, you know, kind of keep things going there. But, you know, like any other league, you're going to have great matchups and you're going to have matchups that on paper don't appear so good. But I think you can understand as a football coach that sometimes the most dangerous teams are the teams that are the teams that may not have the best record, may not have all the best players, but, you know, they see you as a big target on their schedule. And for the heavyweight, they're the big target. And, you know, the lesser team's going to say, you know, we would love to take them down because this is our tournament game. And so you never can have a night off. And I think for the top-tier teams, you know, those coaches are going to say, you got to be ready every night and you got to avoid the landmines. And I think, really, you can't sleep on a lot of these teams. So everything isn't what they always appear.
Well, no, and I get it, but I'm thinking about, you know, Gonzaga's ranked number 1. And, I mean, they got Santa Clara in their league. That would be like Alabama,
yeah,
or Clemson, I should say, playing like, you know, Dayton. I mean, that's not a good football
Thanks
game.
A lot.
You're welcome. In the tail end of the year. That's just – so I'm just wondering, like, you know, there just doesn't seem to be any movement. I mean, Kansas played Baylor this week. Great game. But
yeah,
Kansas is still ranked second. Baylor's still ranked third.
Well,
there's just I don't see the movement here.
Here's the real problem, though, and I think you will see this in the tournament, that the top 10 teams is basically a coin flip. I mean, on any given day, any one of those teams could be number 1. And I would tell you, any one of those teams could win the tournament. But it all depends on who they play and how they're playing at the time. it's all about matchups. So when you get beyond, particularly in Division One basketball, when you get beyond maybe the top 10 or 15 teams, then you might see a bit of a gap. That's not to say that the teams below the line, so to speak, can't beat you, but the likelihood of them beating you is probably less than that top group. I mean, you can flip a coin with those top 10 teams. One day they'll win, you know, they'll beat someone. The next day they'll lose. And I think if they were just playing a league in amongst themselves, they'd probably all be fairly close to 500. I don't think you'd see anyone really getting away, you know, with one or two losses. But I think as you go down a little bit, you start seeing a little more separation.
Let me shift gears for you a minute. We had some call-in. We had people from all over the place calling in. And we had Rob from Atlanta, who grew up in Pittsburgh and is a Steeler fan, black and gold all the way, unfortunately for him.
There you go.
I know you are too. So Tony Skin listened to our callers and then made his prediction, which was Atlanta. Let's get a prediction from Super Referee and Steeler fan Craig Muckle. What's your prediction on a big Super Bowl game tomorrow?
Well, I will tell you, my heart is telling me to go with the Falcons, only because, let's face it, the Steelers lost to the Patriots. Not that it was the Patriots' fault, we played crappy. But in any event, so I do want the Falcons to win, and I'm going to say 27-24
Falcons. 27-24 Falcons. Okay, all right. Yeah. Hey, I mean, that's a close game. I don't know if you know who plays quarterback for New England, but the guy named Brady. And if it's close.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. So maybe you want to stick to the round ball because.
Well,
go ahead.
When I come back next week, you can thank me for my prognostication being correct. But here's the thing.
Okay.
I do think it's going to be probably a lower scoring game because, let's face it, Atlanta has that high-powered offense. And I do think Belichick and Brady are going to try to keep it, you know, kind of more ball control and take their opportunities. You know, but I do think Atlanta's got enough offense to certainly hang with them and, you know, frankly, beat them. And, I think it's
Falcons. No, I appreciate that. Now, since you've been on air, I've got probably five more Atlanta people calling in. So, hey, I'm gonna close the door on the basketball segment for right now. We will pick it back up next week. Super Ref Craig Muckle,
okay.
Thanks for joining
us. Thanks a lot.
I know you got games
no
today,
problem.
So I appreciate you squeezing us in, and we will talk to you next week. You know, we've got I'm going to take one more Atlanta call here. I believe this is Howard from Atlanta. Howard, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I do hear you, Howard. So, wow, these Atlanta folks are coming out of the woodwork. I guess this is what happens when you got a David and Goliath. So, Howard, we got a few minutes. Go ahead and weigh in. What's your extra point? Who wins this game?
Clearly, the Falcons win.
Clearly. Okay, now, why is this so clear to you?
I think the Belichick, I love him. He's awesome. I totally hate Tom Brady, but I think Belichick has underestimated the speed of the Atlanta defense and the speed and the talent of the wide receivers. He will try to ball control in the beginning, like the young man said before me. He will try ball control, but when he gets three and out a couple of times and Atlanta scores with field goals or touchdowns, then it's going to be a shootout. The score will be more 35-34, Falcons.
Okay, so once again, Falcon fan is saying, you know, we had Rob from Atlanta who said it was going to be a blowout. He had a 20-point victory, 21-point victory. But again, we've got someone else saying that a close game will be won by the Falcons. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the last caller. Do you know who the quarterback is on the other side?
I'm very aware of that guy whose name I will not mention. But what I'm saying is
okay.
the Falcons will come out shooting, like, very fast and hot. They will make adjustments in the second half, and Tom Brady and guys will get back into it. But the point is that the basics of this game is simple. Beat the man in front of you. That's all the defensive line has to do is beat the man in front of them. They don't have to think about anything else. If they can get pressure on Brady, this game is not going to go the way people think it's going to go.
All right, Howard, one more thing now. There are a lot of people who claim that they are Falcon fan, but really don't even live in Atlanta or don't know anything about Atlanta. You are an Atlantonian? I guess I don't know what y'all are called. Is Atlantonian a word? You are from Atlanta?
No. It's an alien. But no, I'm not from
Got
Atlanta.
It.
I'm actually from Indiana. But I've been a Falcons fan for a while.
You live in Atlanta?
Yeah, I live in Atlanta. Yeah.
All right, I'll take that. I will take that. Howard, thanks so much. You got a close game.
Brother.
I don't know about that. We'll see. Thanks so much for calling in. Wow, what a show here. I tell you, we need to do Super Bowl edition every Saturday. This has been just fast and furious. So the two-minute warning goes just like this. You know what? We all have opinions, and you heard it today, right? Everybody's got an opinion. And you know what? I'm so blessed that we live in a country where we can say our opinion freely. And let's keep it that way, right? Let's keep it that way. Let's make sure that we can say whatever we want. We can disagree. That's what we fight for. That's what happened in 1776 when we got our independence. Let's make sure we keep it that way. Okay? All righty. Very good. Predictions, 5-4. We lost the Pro Bowl. I picked the NFC over the AFC. And guess who threw a pick? You got it. Kirk Daniel Cousins threw an interception, and the NFC lost the game. Shocker. Here are the predictions for this week. I've got Maryland, University of Maryland. Shout out to Fallon. My daughter's over there as a freshman. Ranked 17th in basketball. The women are ranked in the top five. They're going to take on Purdue today. Purdue's ranked 23rd in the country. I got Mello Tremble in that. That's a great name, Mello Tremble, at home at the Comcast Xfinity Center. Maryland wins that game. I got another one. I got La Tech over Middle Tennessee. That's right. Tony Skin was on our show. He did a great job. He used to rock a bush like I did. La Tech wins that game. I'm going to throw in a bonus pick. I got my Pitt Panthers, who aren't even ranked. You heard it here first. Beating Duke today. Duke ranked 21st in the country. I think Krzyzewski may be coming back today. I don't care whether he comes back or not. Pitt wins that game. And here we go. You got Brady. You got Ryan. Belichick. Quinn. You got Skowski. Bryant. Yeah, even the kickers. This thing's a big deal. You got Blank, you got Kraft, right? This is a big deal. Here's my prediction. There is no way in the world that I'm going to go against New England. It ain't happening. If you know anything about football, if you've been awake for the last decade, you know that you're talking about the greatest coach ever, the greatest quarterback ever. That combination right there, they don't lose championships. They will figure out a way to slow little Shanny down and win another Super Bowl. It's the New England way. You know it. You love it. You can't live without it. So, sorry, Falcon fan. Do the Dirty Bird. Sorry. Hey, wow, busy, busy week this week. This month, we're going to be speaking on February 22nd. We'll be out at in Laurel, Maryland, speaking for an organization called SIMPLE. SIMPLE stands for Seemingly Impossible Major Pivotal Life Experiences and Events. Whew! Man, that's a lot. SIMPLE empowers youth through leadership development, and that's why they called and booked me. I'll be out there at 6:30 at the Maryland City Branch Library in Laurel, Maryland. Simple on Facebook and for more information, as well as if you want me to speak for you. Hey, first of all, make sure that you follow us on Twitter at Extra Points LLC. Visit our website, always trying to get new and fresh pictures up there, www.extrapointllc.com. That's www.extrapointllc.com. Marketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarketingmarket Morning Pulpit radio show with Robert Gatewood. I'll be on at 10:30 a.m. here in D.C. Looking forward to that. See the webpage for details. Again, www.extrapointsllc.com. If you are looking for a speaker to engage and inspire, book me. And yes, I said book me. Here's what that means. Go to the website. Click on me. Contact me. Let's talk about your event and how I can enhance your event as a speaker. But I'm also talking about the book, Extra Points, The Life of My Story. That's right. That's my book, and it's The Life of My Story. And it is Black History Month. I want to tell you a quick story, and I'm running out of time, but I got to tell you a quick story. I had a coach reach out to me, and I was talking to him about the book and everything. And I said, hey, you got to support the book. You got to buy the book. The coach said, I don't read. I don't really read. I don't read? Come on, man. Let me tell you something. This book's perfect. It's a perfect gift to give, especially to a young male during Black History Month. I'm in and out of schools all February long. So, you know, read. Reading is fundamental. Read. It's a great month to read, which is Black History Month. So, hey, buy the book. You can get it at extrapointllc.com. Been a great show. Been a super show, a Super Bowl edition show. Thanks to all of you who are listening. We had tons of people listening, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, the extra point is up, and it is good.
Has the extra point.